entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. What up, Knucklehead?
I'm here.
I love when Wednesday ends.
Because you don't see me for another
week. Then I don't see you for another week.
Well, but I made it on time.
No, you didn't.
I was here.
But that's still not on time.
The show starts and I'm here.
That's not how it works.
What do you mean is that how it works?
There's setup. There's process stuff. But no, you walk in like you're King Tut. And fortunately or unfortunately, one of our guests has canceled today. Because she was going to take care of my light work.
Well, that's not acceptable.
Well, she was going to take you out.
Oh, yeah?
Physically.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
She is the Queen of Violence.
Oh.
With a nickname like that. It was pretty cool. Brazilian. So I figured it'd be right up your alley. You'd be used to violence from a Brazilian.
I'm used to that.
But let's run down real quick today's schedule. After the first break, last night's victor, Brad Katona.
Yeah.
Team Chandler 5-0. You know, and one of the things I want to address with Brad, and it's been talked about, and it was even in last night's episode, about where does his allegiance lie. What complete moron would think that Brad Katona's alliance would be with Conor McGregor and his coaches? That's his coaching staff.
Right.
You know, and again, I don't know if it's teammate, sparring partner, whatever, you know, with Conor. No. And like he said, my allegiance is to Brad Katona.
Right. Should be. It's an individual sport.
But here's what's interesting, and I'm curious if Brad thought about it, and if it could be an issue. It could be. Because whose alliance is Conor McGregor and the coaching staff? Whose alliance did they have last night?
Right. To the guy that they're cornering?
Right.
Or to their guy on the other side?
Exactly.
Right.
You know, because there was one part when Conor's like, you know, slap him in the cauliflower. Slap him in the cauliflower. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So we'll address that with Brad Katona. Tim Sylvia fights slap fights on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to him. The return of Jason Knight. He let work get in the way of a phone call last week because he was busy. Kevin Lee.
Yeah.
What's his nickname? Phenom? The Motown Phenom.
Yeah, the Motown Phenom.
So we got a funny story. We'll talk to him. Okay. Max Payne. And I got something for Max.
Max Payne Griffin.
I got something that's going to blow his mind, your mind,
what?
And the audience's mind.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mistake somewhere. This I found this as it's a mistake. It's a mistake. But he's going to lose his mind. And then at the bottom of the last hour, Jeff Pilson, right? Pilson. He's only the bass guitarist of Foreigner. That's all.
Are they a local band?
No, they're foreign.
They're not the domestic.
All right, so a couple things real quick from Saturday in Jacksonville. And then I want to tell you a very cool story. Trying to get through this real quickly because we have to break here in a minute. Trevor Peak, up and coming. Everybody loved him. He did our program. I love the guy. Lost. And in my opinion, should have been deducted a point. So he got rocked, and I want to talk about this later in the show. He got rocked, and I'm sure it was unintentional, but a low blow gave him time to recuperate.
Sure.
As the other guy with the low blow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have a major problem, and I've said this all along. How can a guy who loses 50-42
be fight of the night? Should ask the judges when you went to dinner with them on Friday.
Well, we spoke. We're going to talk in a couple of weeks.
Oh, no. Oh, they listen to the program?
No. Just, you know, and they're friends. You know, it's just...
They're acquaintances.
No, they're friends.
Really?
Yeah, they're friends.
What am I?
Barely an acquaintance.
But I'm on time.
So, the second fight of the night, the Jack Jenkins fight, did you watch it?
I did not.
Okay. So, Everybody in the arena thought Jamal Emmers won.
Okay.
Before they announced, I'm in media row. I turn to one of the UFC PR people, one of my our friends, and I said, Jenkins won. And he's like, no way. No. I said, you know what bothers me as a licensed judge in the state of Florida? That nobody ever gives points to the fighter on his back. So Jenkins is on his back throwing punches as the guy's laying on top of him and doing nothing. Okay?
Yeah.
They make the announcement. Only three people in the entire building thought Jenkins won. Me and two judges.
Wow.
And he looked at me and goes, well, I guess you're right. I guess you nailed that one. I don't listen to words of songs.
Okay.
Okay.
They call lyrics.
Okay, lyrics.
That's what they call them in the musical world. That's what I'm...
Okay, all right. you know, and I've said this to numerous people, like I could sing a song with the exception of maybe Gone Too Soon and not tell you what it said or what it did, all right? And I guess I did a Google search once, and it said most men don't know what it means. You know, they don't pay attention to the lyrics.
Okay.
So after we left Jacksonville, as we're leaving, you know, the rock and roller that's part of our crew wanted to stop by at the gravesite for all the Van Zants. It's like 5,000 of them in that cemetery. And we went to a bar.
Okay.
I believe it's called The Jug.
The Jug.
Do you know anything about The Jug? The
Jug is probably where Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote his song.
Or a song. I don't know how many of the songs. And just
Lynyrd Skynyrd bar.
Just for the record, it wasn't called The Jug when he wrote the song.
Oh.
Just so you know. Now, then it got changed to The Jug.
To The Jug.
So they wrote the song, Give Me Three Steps. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give Me Three Steps.
Yeah, we've heard it before. Yeah, you know, I've heard it. But, and a lady's explaining it. And of course, I'm not paying attention. So then when we get in the car and we're driving, you know, Sean explains what she said. That happened in that bar. He was dancing with another girl, whatever her name. Well, again, we don't know if that's the real name. When the guy came in with the gun, pointed the gun, and literally where he was standing was three steps to the front door. Yeah. To me, that's just so cool.
I mean, that's like...
That's what songs are. I know, but yeah. I've never done that circle of life.
Like Jesse's Girl? I mean, I believe that's a real person. I believe that she's a...
Well,
like Jesse's a real person.
Well, first, it wasn't Jesse because they changed the name a couple times.
Wow.
Because at one point, it was Randy's Girl.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Always Randy's Girl.
It's always about Randy.
But no, I've been in the music industry my whole career. Like, I was listening to music while in the womb.
Oh, my God.
My mom put a speaker up to the belly.
I guess she did. The other thing that I did, I took a couple notes as we were at UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, who I do believe could be a world champion. Yeah, you know, Abe has put some things on Twitter, and, you know, there's some ways of this and that. And like he said, and I don't know if Topuria will be a champion. I don't know. I think he could be. But if he becomes a champ and he can do it quickly enough and then fight Connor, Spain, Ireland, over in Europe, I think it could be massive.
Bigger than Elon Musk versus Zuckerberg in a cage match to the death.
Well, it's not a cage match because it could be
What if they cancel each other out? Like, if you lose, you have to delete your account. Can't be on Twitter if you own Twitter.
I'm not even sure I'm interested. I don't care.
Come on. That's going to be great. Hoyce Gracie agreed to train.
Oh, everybody's agreed.
Like, everybody's throwing. I want in. I'll train both sides.
Of course you will, because that's good. The way you are. GSP has reached out. Numerous people have reached out. But all right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we're going to head over to Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin.
And I miss it. I need to go back to that place. That place was so cool. Last night's winner and a previous Ultimate Fighter winner.
Yeah, could be the first double champ ever.
And it would be fitting because a double champ is the opposing coach. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Joe Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Erasmus James, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And I am on time for that.
Yeah, whatever. All right, a lot of things still to get to. We're going to get back to what happened in Jacksonville last week. We're going to have a couple fighters that are fighting this weekend. But last night, and no, the fight wasn't last night. We got to make sure everybody understands that. It obviously was filmed. But on the phone with us for the fifth consecutive week, last night's winner, as Team Chandler remains undefeated, 5-0, former Ultimate Fighter champion, Brad Katona. Brad, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing, Randy?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. And just to lay the ground rules, we're only talking up through last night's episode. I don't want either one of us to slip about anything. But let's go back to the very beginning. A former UFC tough winner. How did the phone call go? How did it all go down to, hey, do you want to come back and try to be champ?
So, you know, me getting in the house was a little bit different than everybody else because I had originally applied to be on the show. I think this is before they had determined the coaches. And it didn't seem like I had made the cut. And I have to say, probably my career, that was probably the lowest it went because I was on a four-fight win streak. I had won a world title in the Brave Combat Federation. I defended it. I was beating killer after killer. And I was like, man, what do I need to do to get the UFC call? All of a sudden, the Ultimate Fighter comes up. Wonderful. Let's hop on that. And then I get turned down for that. I was like, man, this isn't going that well. But, you know, John Kavanaugh, my coach, called me into his office one night. And it was a Monday night. And he was like, listen, I know what you'll probably say. But, you know, Connor's going to be the coach of the next Ultimate Fighter. Do you want us to put your name forward and see if we can get you in? And I said, absolutely. Let's go do it. And sure enough, I think it was like 10 days later, I got a text message saying, hey, it's the producers of the Ultimate Fighter. Can you leave tomorrow? And I was like, absolutely, I can. And then I was off. I was off to Vegas.
But let me ask you this, and I was going to ask this in another couple of minutes, but now's probably the perfect time. And it bothered me a little last night when you have to defend where your allegiance is, because common sense, and I know there is very little of that in the world today, common sense is your allegiance is to Brad Katona. I get that. Have you heard any, you know, kickback of where was your coach? And I'm not throwing any of those guys under the bus. I'm just saying they didn't have any allegiance to you when they went the other direction.
You know, I have to think, well, you know, my coach, John Kavanaugh, was, I guess, had allegiance to me. You know, he bowed out of coaching against me. And really, John was the only one, the only coach on the other team, on Team McGregor, that I have worked with extensively. You know, there was Tristan Kennedy, my nutritionist, but, you know, he's not going to give any technical details to the fighters. And everybody else I've trained with, but haven't spent a large amount of time one-on-one with. And I guess there was a certain level of professionalism between us, knowing, listen, somebody's going to have to coach my opponent if I end up on the other team. Thankfully, my coach didn't need to coach, opted to not coach against me. If he did, you know what, that was fine. We'd be friends after. But, you know, I've been with John for 6 years now, very loyally, as well as him to me. So I don't blame him for opting out of it either. And I also don't have any, you know, grudges against the other coaches for coaching against me. Somebody had to coach against me.
Sure. No, 100%. And I didn't obviously know that. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners didn't either. So I think big kudos to John, who, again, I know, and we follow each other. I'm curious how much, you know, I always ask the fighters when they come on, you know, and as silly as it sounds, what's the first thing? And every single one has said, go get a bedroom, except for our guest 2 weeks ago, who said he wasn't going to be that guy. He wasn't going to run in. And he said his biggest regret was not running in and getting the right bedroom.
Yeah. Same here. I was at the back of the van, and I remember the first time everyone took off, and all the beds were the same. You know, from my season of The Ultimate Fighter, season 27. This time, there were certainly better bedrooms and better beds. You know, so me thinking in my head, oh, it doesn't really matter. Like, we're all going to have basically the same thing. A room with a bathroom in it. And it's going to be pretty well situated right next to another room. So it doesn't matter. Sure enough, there was definitely better rooms than others. So thankfully, I learned from my first time on The Ultimate Fighter to have like a good eye mask for sleeping. I brought my own pillow. I brought some creature comforts that I regretted not having my first time on the show. So maybe there was a little bit of wisdom on my end just from that experience. But
Right, and that's the experience of that. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember breakfast, but it was 2 weeks ago, and he said he didn't run in, and then he got the bedroom by the kitchen, and he regretted it.
Yes. Yeah, I think that might have been Cody, but...
I think it was.
You know, yeah, I was in the same room with him as well, and... All things considered, I don't think there was a good room in the house, but there were certainly slightly better ones, and I think we got the short stick in some ways.
So Brad, along those lines, you know, I've always watched The Ultimate Fighter, but I think it's because of last night's episode where it really brought to light, like, you know, there really is a strategy play like Big Brother, like other reality shows, where you have the experience, you've been through this, you've been the champion, and to see how you were, like, you know, toying with your coaches about what film and wrestling and how much of an advantage do you think you have over the other guys because of that?
You know, first off, I just wanted to say, like, when I'm pushing my coaches, you know, saying, hey, can we get film? Can we do this? Can we get these boots? Can we get massages? All that. That's because that's all stuff I might have done out of the house myself. Like, I wouldn't have necessarily relied on my coaches to do all this, you know, extra work, extra recovery. That's all stuff I could do myself. But I have no communication with my coaches besides during the training times. If we wanted anything, we were told, you know, talk to your coaches. So it was up to us fighters to go to the coaches and try to advocate for our needs, because really, that was our feedback loop. We'd go to a producer or go to somebody and they'd say, you know, talk to your coaches if you really need something. So that's why I was going to them. I was like, hey, man, I just heard the other team just did some video work. Can we do that? You know, I heard they used the Performance Institute. Can we do that? Last time I was on the show, we had some Normantec compression boots at the house, which were great for recovery in between our sessions. Can we get those this time? You know, so... there's definitely some strategies, and I tried to really advocate, and I'll say mostly for myself, but also for the other athletes, like pushing them. Hey, guys, last time we had massages, you know, once a week we got massages. Can we get that this time? You know, so I think there was some benefit for everybody with that, but I'm going to let the coaches know my needs as an athlete for sure.
Now, I know a little bit about you, obviously, you know, from the first time you were on Tough and through the UFC, and I've been around, unfortunately, a very, very long time. So I think I know the answer. You're too nice of a guy, but I'm curious, did you ever drop up through last night, hey, leave me alone, I've already won this one time?
No, you know, I felt like there was some stuff where I was like, oh, you didn't show that or you didn't show this. And, you know, they show like Tanner and I kind of our gears kind of grinding. And you know, with all that said, I had a really good experience on Team Chandler. They, like, the coaches gave me everything they did. I know I just watched Chandler's YouTube video there with Daniel Cormier. And Daniel said something along the lines of, like, knowing you, Chandler, you probably still gave him, you know, everything you possibly could. And he said, yeah. And I have to corroborate that story and say, absolutely, Chandler and all the coaches, Robert Drysdale, Jason Strout, you know, they gave me everything I could possibly need as an athlete. So I was very fortunate in that.
How was the other coach that you didn't mention? And I don't keep very good records, so... either Tito Ortiz or Ryan Bader have been on my program more than any other person. So I'm curious, as Ryan being a former winner of Tough, how was he as a coach?
You know, he was, he was, all the guys were great to have as coaches. You know, he told us kind of some of the old stories. And I remember Ryan Bader's season of Tough, where I think they peed in the fruit tray or something like that. You know, thankfully, we're not nearly as crazy as that. But having Ryan Bader show wrestling sequences and, you know, picking his brain, he's had a great team. And he was just a good energy to have backstage, too. Just confident, chill, and just, you know, it was a really good vibe on Team Chandler. Really, all the coaches brought it every day. They were always excited to be there. They weren't rolling up dragging their feet. So I know how tough it is to, no pun intended, but I know how tough it is being on The Ultimate Fighter. But I also, you know, I was viewing it from my lens a lot of times, and I'm sure it's difficult for the coaches too. So I have to give them credit for bringing it every practice.
So I was joking, you know, trying to have some fun when I said, did you drop that I've won this before? But but in all seriousness, Brad, did you feel from the very beginning that you have a bullseye on your back because you've already won this?
You know, I can't really say I felt like it was because I had won it already that I had a bit of a bullseye. I had guys ask me some questions as well as, like, you know, just about, like, my experience of what to expect, and as well as I knew, you know, little things like, listen, guys, they're going to hold us in these vans 15 minutes before practice and to tape us walking out and all of that. Meanwhile, everyone's getting a little antsy and they're going like, oh, why do they need to do this? I'm like, man, guys, just on my season of The Ultimate Fighter last time, it was the exact same thing. Everyone was like, man, why do they keep on holding us? I'm like, man, it just is. That's the game. So I felt like they'd ask me, in your season, how did this work or how did that work? And I was able to share some insight. But everything I kept on saying was, but we don't know. This is a unique season as well. You know, things are different. So just because this is how it was last time doesn't mean like it is this time. So, yeah, it's a grindy experience for sure. But I said this last time, I'm glad I did it, but I never want to do it again. Now that I did it again, I certainly don't want to be in the house again.
That's awesome. We are talking to Brad Katona. Last night's victor on the this season of The Ultimate Fighter on ESPN. Now, is it you're the deviest of divas or the least deviest of divas?
Man, yeah. Like, I'll be the self-proclaimed diva. Because I knew I was starting to rub off on people. Like, Brad's having these needs. We don't necessarily have these needs. I was just looking out for myself. Nobody else there. Like, if I was on the other team, I'd maybe have other coaches who would know me and be looking out for my specific needs. But really, the coaches had to juggle 8 athletes. But at the end of the day, I just had to juggle myself, you know? So I was just trying to advocate for myself. I'd advocate for another fighter if they needed something as well. And I honestly feel that way. If that makes me a diva, I'll take it. You know, I'll let you know what I need, as well as, you know, if you told me, hey man, this is just how it is, I'll accept it. And then I'll adapt. But, you know, I am going to push, because at the end of the day, 5 years down the line, I know Michael Chandler cared. I absolutely know every coach cared on that team, but they're not going to wake up in the middle of the night being like, man, this kid really could have won the Ultimate Fighter on my season, but something happened. But, you know, maybe if that's me in 5 years and I didn't say something, or if I didn't push when I should have, maybe I would have the regrets. So I'll live and die on that hill, but I guess it's up to the audience whether they think I'm the divaest diva, the least divaest diva, but we'll see if I'm the most ultimate fighter after all.
There you go. And I only brought that up because it was on last night's episode. And I agree I agree with what you're doing and what you're saying. And I've always said this since, you know, Tough One. You guys may like each other, but you're not a team. You're not training partners. You're not a team. You're there. Each one of you are there to ultimately win this show. And which leads me to the next thing. When do you start worrying about, I may have to fight? I mean, you guys are 5-0 right now. You're going to possibly have to fight the guy that you're wearing the same red color,
yeah, you know,
in the next couple of weeks. When do you start worrying about that?
That's really tough to say. It's on your mind when you're training. It's certainly on your mind. But at the same time, the most important fight is your next fight, right? Like, is the one immediately in front of you. Because if you don't win your preliminary fight, you're not fighting in the semifinals unless some chance happens, you know? And that sometimes right. happens. But really, you take it one fight at a time. And then once your first fight finishes, then it's, okay, who's the next person, you know? So it would really start then. I know on my season of the Ultimate Fighter, Tough 27, you know, I fought Kyler Phillips my first fight. I was on Team DC. He was on Team Stipe. And the next fight, you know, actually all our featherweights had won. I had won. Tyler Diamond had. Ricky Steele and Bryce Mitchell. So we were all going to be fighting each other, and I ended up having to fight Bryce Mitchell. So really you start worrying about that now that I've talked it through. kind of immediately after your next, after your first fight, after your preliminary.
Is there anything from last night's episode that they didn't show that was leading up to that point that we didn't get to see last night?
You know, for the most part, I just feel like there was more to it. There was even other parts where the tensions got even higher between Chandler and I. You know, what had originally happened was I had suffered a small cut on my chin in our first practice together. So that was the reason why I didn't want to do the rest. Would Chandler have? Absolutely, he would have done that. You know, he's an old school wrestler. He'd put the tuck tape on his head. Heck, if his arm had fallen off, he still would have done wrestling practice. I'm sure of it. But in my head, I was going, I need to make sure I don't last just through the first fight, but the second fight. How strict are they going to be on medicals? Is, you know, just anything that can go wrong will go wrong, and I need to keep things, if it's small, I have to keep it small. So that was in my head going forward. And maybe defensively, I'll also say the time frame was fairly short. I believe, you know, it was Friday when I suffered the cut. Saturday was a day off. I only skipped Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday's wrestling practices, every other practice I did, and then I was wrestling on Wednesday. So, you know, there's like some context there where you're like, man, it's just missing a little bit of context, but, you know, would Chandler still have done that practice? Absolutely he would have. But again, the thing about us veterans that Chandler had said was, what I like about you veterans is you know exactly what you need. And so I was trying to communicate what I needed. And you know what? Thankfully, our gears grinded for about a day or two, and then he gave me everything I possibly needed. So kudos to Chandler and all of the coaches. They really accommodated, we'll call it, the diva-est diva.
There you go. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. Brad, thank you very much for your time. I know that we've already talked about this. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong and Bucked Up Energy drink. We're going to send it to the Apex, and it'll be sitting there waiting. Basically, because we're too frugal to mail overseas, we're going to have it at the Apex sitting waiting for you.
that sounds excellent. I can't wait to receive it. Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, we hope. All right, that is Brad Katona, last night's victor of The Ultimate Fighter. Good dude. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, former UFC heavyweight champ gets back up on the podium or whatever it's called that they stand on as another slap contest this weekend. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How's it going, everybody? It's Jordan with Curated Heat, one of the best vintage stores in St. Petersburg, Florida. We are located on 2356 Central Ave in downtown St. Petersburg. We have sold to many different type of people, including Super Bowl winning athletes, celebrities, influencers. We do everything from vintage clothing, Supreme, Hypewear, Kicks, everything you could want, man. So make sure to come stop on down and see us at Curated Heat. Make sure to contact us on our Instagram at Curated Heat or our whatnot at Curated Heat. Again, our Instagram at Curated Heat or whatnot at Curated Heat.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
We're back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. We got to get to the phone lines real quick, but since that was a Steve Young liner, somebody, and this is why I dislike so many fans. Well, let's be honest, I dislike so many people. They have Steve Young on the list of top 100 Buccaneers of all time. He's a top NFL whatever. He certainly wasn't a top Buccaneer of all time. You had just as good a career with the Bucs, and you never played a down.
It's true. I should be in the ring of circle.
Yeah.
Exactly. What do they call it?
Shut up, you idiot. All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk to our buddy, former UFC heavyweight champ. Gets back on. Well, let me ask you, Tim, what is it called that you stand on as you get ready to slap the opponent? Is it like a balcony? Is it a platform?
It's a stage.
Stage, okay. I didn't know if they had something on top of that or whatever, but...
They put a wrestling mat down.
So that when your opponent falls, he'll fall comfortably?
If he's not caught correctly, yeah.
It's not Cocker. What did you take as you get ready to go for number two on Saturday? What did you take from your first appearance in the slap fight?
Well, the guy who was in my corner, Frank the Tank, he just watched me and he just developed some better styles of work for me where because of my size and my flexibility and my range of movement is not what it used to be. But we kind of developed a new style, so Saturday you're going to see a new technique that I'm going to be throwing.
I want to be careful how I
double the power.
Gotcha. And I want to be careful just in case your opponent is listening, because I don't mean any disrespect.
I don't give he's listening or not.
Okay, then we'll go right at it. You didn't flinch. You didn't move. Your face didn't move. I'm sure you must have felt it, but watching what you did in your first time up there, it felt like just nonchalant, hurry up and let me get to my turn.
Yes. Okay. You hit that right on the buzzer, bro.
Okay. Well, then I know how to watch TV.
It's a different level. It's a different level, man. These guys just don't understand it. Just being a tough guy is not cutting it anymore. I'm the new breed of the slap fight, and I just think it's a matter of time before we get more fighters into this. But in the super heavyweight division or whatever, I mean, I was 16 years professional fighter. I took the heaviest shots Andrei Arlovski could give me. Sometimes I fell down, sometimes I didn't. But the slaps aren't even half as hot as what Andre and Fedor and everybody else delivers. So,
well, Tim, speaking of height, I mean, obviously your height gives you a huge advantage. Are there regulations on footwear? Like, because there are shoes that can add 3 to 4 inches of height based on the shoe size or the sole. Like,
you been watching Pornhub again?
Whoa, are you looking at my history on my Google? What are you doing over here, Randy? But like, Tim, so are there regulations? Like, do you have certain footwear, or do you have to be barefoot, or can you wear?
At this moment, there is no regulations yet. Everybody's different. Like, for 16 years, I was taught to pivot on my feet to get my power, and now I'm trying to relearn that, and we can't do that because that's called stepping. So I use my riding boots when I wear Ida Harley this weekend when I was practicing stuff, and it seemed to help with that. I might actually go with my logging boots from when I was doing that in Maine, and they have a tall heel on them. They might give me 2 inches, but I just want them because they're heavier, so I can keep that dang foot from rotating.
If I remember, there was one time when your last opponent was like, you know, hey, you need to move closer. You need to move closer. And I remember when we talked, you're like, that's not your job to worry about that kind of stuff, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so the higher you are and the further back you are, then the less leverage that they have on the other side.
What exactly. What? I like to laugh.
A 7 foot tall Tim Sylvia is terrifying.
Well, and you kind of arch a little, you lean back, the guy can't reach over. What do you know, or is that not even, you know, an interest of your opponent for Saturday?
I know he's an arm wrestling champion. He's big. He's like 410 pounds. He competed on the night that I competed and went the distance with his opponent. He lost the decision because of a bunch of fouls, I guess. But he's a big boy. But I don't think he's ready for what I'm going to bring. I've literally, like...
Tell us.
I broke the practice machine at the gym because of the new technique that I'm doing when I'm throwing.
We should go to one, Matt, just so he can practice on you.
Yeah.
Man, I can't take a punch from Tim Sylvia in any form. I couldn't even take a punch.
I'm just going to slap you. It's just a slap. It's just a slap. All right.
Oh.
I think I can get Tim to agree not to foul, that it would be a real slap.
How about a backhand, Tim? I'll take a backhand from you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, I'll do it backhand.
Tim, where can people watch? What time is it? All that kind of stuff. So our listeners can watch it instead of texting you while you, that's what I want to do. I want to text you while you're on the stage getting ready to slap.
Yeah. Good luck getting home, man. I guess the show actually starts at 7 PM in Texas time. Tickets. And you can get tickets at, slapfight.live. And that's how you can go and get the pay-per-view as well. And, Fight. It's Fight TV and I think that's Thriller owns that.
Okay. Am I right? I'm not sure. I would say I'll Google it and look, but I probably will forget.
Another thought just came to my mind before I let you go.
I saw the lightning bolt hit you.
I mean, so you know, like in the powerlifting, you know, community, they do the smelling salts to get really amped up before they do something like crazy. Are guys using some kind of like smelling salts to before they slap or before they get, you know, into the competition?
Not that I've seen. I don't know if they would allow it or not, but it's kind of silly if you ask me.
Well, and the reason Tim said that is he hasn't been phased yet. He hasn't. No, nobody can even, you know, hurt this guy, so he doesn't need no salt.
Well, the guys do the amp up, go in, slap.
I saw the rankings came out. A, you're on it.
Yeah.
And do we need to hunt down the 7 or 9 people ahead of you and issue challenges? Well, what are we going to do?
Well, his only one of them is super heavy, and he's the champion. So I'm going for that after I win this one. Everything goes according to plan, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm pretty fortunate. I'm ranked number 9 for only having competed once. But I'm sure it has a lot to do with my background.
Yep, no, for sure. Well, we're looking forward to it on Saturday. As always, thank you very much. I know we have your address again. We're going to send you another care package from 8-Man Strong, as well as a case or something. I'm not quite sure what Bucked Up Energy Drink is sending, but you're going to get a supply from them.
Hey, now, they used to sponsor me. So, they make good stuff.
There you have it. Have fun on Saturday.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Awesome. Take care. Your former UFC heavyweight champ, Tim Sylvia. I go way back. Before we hit this break, I saw a post from Matt Hughes today. And, you know, he's on social media a lot, always wearing 8-Man Strong. And it was a video of before the accident. Uh-huh. And he's like, I remember those days when I could talk like that. And, you know, so he has some humor.
Still in
with,
touch with him?
Oh, all the time.
Because I have one of his trading cards in front of me that was a gift from DJ Tony, who's back in town.
What's that got to do with me?
Well, I want to get an autograph.
Again, what's that got to do with me?
Call your boy, Matt. Be like, hey.
Again, what's that got to do with me?
Call him and tell him I need an autograph on this card so it adds more value to it.
Again, it's all about you. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ralphie May, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back at the Tournament of Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. A lot still to get to. Let's go to our correspondent, our tough correspondent, Jason Knight. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let's get right into it. We're talking about last night's episode. We just had Brad Katona on. And give me your thoughts, not only on the episode, but Brad calling himself the deviest diva of all time.
Yeah, man. Brad, he was a character the whole time. He's a little strange for sure. And I definitely what you would call a diva, I guess. It was hard to deal with for a lot of people and kind of did his own thing most of the time. So he kind of distanced himself from everybody and wasn't really much of a teammate, you know.
You know, talk about that, and they showed it a little bit last night where all of you guys were on the van waiting to leave. He was still in the building talking to the opposing coaches, which just so happened to be his regular coaches when he's not on Tough. How much was that a problem leading up to just last night's episode?
Man, it wasn't really a problem for the rest of us too much. It was aggravating, you know, having to wait on him every time. But as far as, you know, him not being a part of the team, it really didn't affect any of us. I hated it for Brad that he wasn't, you know, part of the team, because we all became like a brotherhood, I guess you could say, everybody except for Brad. So I hate that he missed out on that part of the show, but, you know, he did it to himself more than anything.
I'm sure nobody on Team Chandler is surprised by this, but sitting as of last night, 5-0, running through this like, butter through a hot knife through butter. How is that going on in the house, you know, being 5-0 and, of course, them being 0-5?
Man, we just knew that, you know, we had the competition in the bag, that we were definitely going to win all the fights. You know, that was the game plan. We're winning everything. And, you know, 5-0, that's a heck of a start, you know. And everybody from our team, we're all excited, ready to, you know, get to the next fight. And the other team, you can tell they're getting more and more nervous, more and more worried that they're not even going to get a win.
What are you guys thinking, if you can remember back to, well, first, where are we in filming? Last night, episode 5, how long have you now been in the house?
I believe it's right out 2 weeks, something like that.
All right, so when do you start, and again, and I know I keep saying it over and over, we're only talking everything that we've seen up through last night. When do you start, you personally, Jason Knight, start thinking, hey, yeah, these guys are quote-unquote teammates, which I've always said they're not because, you know, it's a TV show. You're all going to go back to your own places after. When do you start worrying that we're 5-0, I'm going to have to fight one of the guys that I'm with? That's wearing team red just like I am.
Honestly, for me, it was never really a worry. That was the plan from the first day. Me and Roosevelt Roberts, you know, we kind of made a pact that we're going to make it to the end, and it's going to be me versus Roe in the final or the finale. And, you know, we were already kind of expecting that, but we treated it no different than, you know, training with our teammates anyways. We knew that we were eventually going to have to fight each other, but we still trained hard together. We still showed everything, you know, about ourselves. We did, you know, whatever we could do. And if the way I look at it, you can know everything that I'm going to do, everything about me, but you still have to stop it. You know, you got to stop those submissions. You got to stop that right hand from landing, whatever you, you know, whichever one you want to say.
No, very true. So I've got to tell you this. So I'm watching the show and Chandler starts saying, Jason, I'm going to have Jason do this. I'm going to have Jason do that. And I got excited. I thought he was talking about you. I'm like, all right, we're going to finally get to see Jason on an episode. And he wasn't. He was talking about the coach.
Yeah, Jason Strout, man. That guy's awesome. He was a heck of a coach. Him and Chandler made a perfect team. I say him and Chandler. Him, Chandler, Drysdale, Ryan Bader. We even got a week of time with Sean Soriano. So, man, it was an awesome training camp. And we had an awesome group of coaches behind us. But I got to say, man, honestly, I think Jason Strout was probably right there up with my favorites. You know, it would probably be Chandler and then Jason Strout, just because, you know, for one, he had the same name as me, and for two, the guy was awesome. He had great energy every day and was a lot of fun to work with, you know.
I always enjoy doing something, whether it's an interview or working out or whatever, with somebody that has the same name as me as well. That way I can't forget his name.
Yeah, that was definitely an easy part of the show. I didn't have to remember him.
Awesome. All right, Jason, as always, sir, thank you very much. Thank you for updating us on last night's episode. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, sir, you have a good one. I appreciate it.
Take care. That is Jason Knight, our correspondent on this season of The Ultimate. Good dude. So.
So Michael Chandler has spoken. Team Chandler, 5-0. We're all waiting for the greatest comeback in combat sports.
Yeah, sure we are. And, yeah, he does the recap with Cormier and Dean Thomas.
Like, come back if you are serious about the greatest comeback of all time. Calling out my boy, our boy, your boy.
Who?
Conor McGregor.
What about good? Call him out.
I was baiting him back in.
Well, you see how they've used that same segment now a couple times where McDuffie actually shoves him like he does.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this show was doing exactly what it's supposed to. More people like Conor McGregor, and just as many people can't stand him.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue. He doesn't show up for the weigh-ins.
Yep.
You know, he shows up in the suit and stuff. I mean,
now according to Oprah.com.
Oprah?
Oprah.com. There's levels to being late. Now, just because he didn't show up to the weigh-ins on time. I've been on time all day today, by the way, for every break, in and out, start a show. But for different engagements, it's acceptable. So business-related meetings, interviews, can't be late, unacceptable. But for food, for dinner, acceptable to be 5 to 15 minutes late. It's acceptable.
But
so for like
social acceptable for who?
For
No. Acceptable for who?
Just courtesy. Just common courtesy. It's okay to be 5 to 15 minutes late if it's just a social engagement of dinner or drinks with your friends.
I don't think, A, it's ever acceptable.
That's because you're a military guy.
And, B, I gave up a sponsor. I knew this person wanted to sponsor the show. This was a few years ago. We were meeting at such and such a time. I don't remember. 10 minutes after, which was 9.5 minutes more than I normally would give you, I left. And then he sends me a message, where did I go? Dude, you were late. I don't need anything that bad that I'm going to sit there. And I've told you the legendary story with my uncle and Jerry Lewis.
But the sliding scale.
There is no sliding scale.
But we're in Florida.
So what?
This is a different place. It's like a third world country.
It's
like people are on vacation.
No. Third world country is like Seattle, Portland, San Francisco.
You're making blue references. But I'm talking about like how people are on vacation down here. The time, it's just kind of free flowing. Like, hey, I may go from beach tiki hut over to steel drum Caribbean style. I'll see you somewhere on my journey. Meet you up somewhere.
That's fine.
That's kind of how it flows down
here. That's okay.
In the South America that we're in.
That's okay if that's the analogy.
But hey, you're a military guy. You're rigid. You're like very strict. You're like Michael Richmond. Like Mike Richmond is very rigid. He wants everything like by the book. Boom, 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 boom.
It's called common courtesy. I don't think it has anything to do with. I was this way brought up before I went in the military.
Is there anything acceptable to be late to?
A car accident, death. If you die, it's okay to show up late.
I mean, anything to be late to. Like, is there any events that it doesn't matter when you show up? Like, you can just go when you want. Like baseball, for example. There's no reason to be there for the first pitch.
Hold on. There's no reason to go at all. But
go after the second.
But hold on a second. It depends on if you're saying you're going to go with your wife to a baseball game.
Uh-huh.
Then no, there is no time. There is, you get there when you want. But if you say, hey, meet me at that dump on Central Avenue or First Avenue South at 2:00 and you show up at 2:20, guess what? The seats are going to be empty because I won't be there. If you're meeting somebody there, you'd be on time. You know, the old Jacksonville Jaguar coach who fined players. I don't remember the time. I'm going to make it up. The meeting was at 7:00.
Okay.
They showed up at 6:55 and got fined for being late, which to me is ridiculous.
Okay.
He's saying you should be there at 6:45. Then you make it for 6:45, but then you have to be there at 5:30.
You're never going to catch up.
Right. You're never going to catch up. If you're going to say to somebody, meet me at, then be there then.
I mean, would it be acceptable if you were like on a time zone line, like on the right, it's like Eastern time zone. On the left,
you are
central.
A complete idiot. I mean, you truly, truly are. And again, there's nothing that I'm willing to wait for.
Nothing?
Nothing. Well, Sylvester Stallone.
Okay, so Sly says, hey, I'll meet you there at 5:00, and he shows up at 5:15, you're gone?
Well, no, but it depends. If Sly says, I'm coming to meet you at 5 as Rocky Balboa, and comes at 5:15, I'll still be there. If I'm going to meet Rocky Balboa, I'll wait.
Would you wait for only 3-minute rounds at a time? would you do like a wait 3 minutes and take a break?
Well, and that's what McNugget was bitching about on last night's episode. These should be 3 rounds. No, dummy. If he loses the 2, it shouldn't be 3 rounds. That's the whole premise of this thing.
Right.
You know, I and I know that Connor's doing it for this reason. I want to watch McGregor Chandler now even more than before. Yeah. I want to watch Connor get beat up, hopefully. And if not, then I'll rewatch when he broke his leg.
Well, then I think Connor's got control over you.
Not at all. He doesn't.
He gets you to care?
Well, no, just because attention. I see it. But
he wants you to pick a side?
Well, he wants you to pay for the pay-per-view.
He wants you to pay for the pay-per-view? He wants you to be involved? He wants you to talk about it on the radio?
Not going to happen. Let's go hit the top of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Juice Newton, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.